Спасибо, господин.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, we'd like to thank the Secretariat or the Secretary of WP5, Mr. Jansen, for the detailed report on this very important issue, one of the most important questions before us, in fact, in the Inland Transport Committee. Indeed, at the last session of WP5, the Russian Federation submitted an official document, ECE/WP5/2024-3, on the question of establishing a coordination committee to manage the railway route number one of the EATL, defining the characteristics of the railway route and its tasks and objectives. And this is to provide freight deliveries from countries of the Pacific area and other countries into Europe. I'm not going to go into detail on this document since you can consult it on the UN site as to what EC has already done and EATL. I'd also like to thank the Secretariat and all of the participants in the September meeting of the WP5 for the decisions that were taken, which will promote the establishment of this coordination committee. As you all know, this route corresponds to the overall all-Europe corridor number 5 and OSJD corridor number 1. We would like to note in this connection that within the OSJD, at the initiative of Russia and China, there are consultative meetings underway in countries that participate in the first corridor, and a whole set of documents have been drawn up on an assessment of the functioning of this corridor and revealing the physical and non-physical barriers. And we think, in the light of the information that was presented today by Francesco concerning the fact that a memorandum is being drawn up between the OSJD and UNEC on cooperation, this would be one of the directions which might be one of the main ways of cooperating between OSJD and UNEC on the mutual use of documents that have been developed within UNEC and also within OSJD. With respect to practical aspects of the work of this committee that is established, I would like to say that the first meeting, after all the organizational formalities have been finalized, the Russian Federation is prepared to host that meeting in the Russian Federation. We are now engaged in negotiations with various financial entities. As we said earlier, in the informal document, we see various financial units as being relevant, such as the Eurasian Development Bank, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the Asian Development Bank, and also other such entities. And we would like, from the side of the Russian Federation, to appeal to all participating countries in railway route ATL number 1 to join into the work of this coordination committee. And we would like to thank the republics of Belarus and Mongolia who have already declared officially their wish to participate in its work. And we also think it's important to have participation in this coordination committee by the People's Republic of China, in the light of the fact that this is one of the major countries in terms of the formation of freight flows that move from the Asian Pacific region into Europe. We would ask that this request of the Russian Federation be recorded in the report of SC2 if the committee agrees. On a broader level concerning the development of links, we would like to note the importance of this work that is being done by the Secretariat to implement the recommendations which were prepared on the outcome of the third stage of the Eurasian Transport Link project. We see that in many areas we've been able to make progress, and some more and some less. Nonetheless, we think this important work is very important, and we think that these recommendations will be fulfilled or put into place very soon. From the viewpoint of our country, we would say that under our this agenda item for the next session, under this agenda item in the SC2 meeting, participants that are interested could share information on what is occurring in their countries in the area of the development of Eurasian transport operations. We think that this kind of information would be useful for the development of the freight transport that moves through their countries, and we are prepared from our side to prepare such information and present it at the next session. Thank you.